this part of the podcast. I'm Ian.
I'm Ben.
We're upset.
Disappointed.
Disappointed. Very.
This is a sad, sad day.
Yeah. I've been so, so excited about the new Superman and Batman movie. It's the background on my phone. Look at this. 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 It's the background. It's the background.
It's the background on your phone. You're going to have to change that.
Yeah. I don't know what Ben Affleck on my phone.
To those of you who don't know yet, although by the time this comes out, you might.
You probably should. Well, it's coming out tomorrow.
Well, yeah. And it's this morning's news.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck has been announced by the studio as the new Batman.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, he's not Batman.
No.
He wasn't even Daredevil.
Not even almost.
You're not Batman.
Right.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Becca's here. Becca is my sister.
Yeah.
She's been my sister for a long time.
Long time. Your
we
whole
go
life.
Way back.
Yes.
Gretchen's here, but she refuses to pick up the microphone. Talking it.
Why is it not working? She doesn't have anything to say.
That makes me sad.
Okay, no, yeah, see. All right, all right.
I want to say that I'm offended that I'm the last sibling to be.
You're not the last. Mary and Christy still haven't been on here.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
But
ooh,
but they don't
you
really
forgot
care.
About your siblings.
Say, but they don't really care.
Mary tried to care. She downloaded all the episodes on her phone.
She did?
I tried to tell Lisa and Johnny about it tonight, and they didn't even know about it.
Yes, they did. I've told them about it.
I don't know. Lisa didn't act like she knew.
I told them about it.
Lisa and Johnny being...
My niece and nephew. Yeah.
They just forgot. I told them about it months ago.
They hate you.
You probably...
Oh, they don't hate you.
Well, we're glad to have Becca here. She is kind of the realism to our our dreams.
AKA I dash your dreams.
This is a typical conversation in high school. Hey, Becca, me and Ian want to... No, that's stupid.
That's stupid. Don't do that.
And it was.
No. Sometimes.
Yeah.
She would always ruin
only when
her.
Girls were involved.
That's exactly what I was thinking, actually. I just wasn't going to bring that up. But
she always ruined our being time.
Yeah.
Which she so aptly named that.
Yeah. Well, we would invite them over, and then Ben and Ian would go off in a room and do whatever. I don't know. And
okay,
that sounded so
we were just hanging out, talking about nerd stuff and stuff. It was not as weird as Becca just made it sound.
We did nothing wrong.
But yes, it would leave me and Danielle and Josh in the other room, and we would get tired of that. So we got tired of there being
by
time.
We, she means her.
And Josh and Danielle.
But they didn't care as much.
They didn't care as much.
Mainly ticked off you.
Yes.
Well, it probably ticked off everyone, but you just don't do that.
We weren't trying to be
no
unsociable. It was just that you guys didn't understand.
Sorry, I was talking to the dog.
Our yeah. Our level of nerdiness.
Yeah.
Josh
got
a pretty
got
good
Josh
level
got
of
it.
Nerdiness.
Josh is like finally catching up.
Yeah. But then if he was with you, if you were there and Danielle was there, then Josh was not.
He tended to be more sensible then.
He tended to be a pansy.
Pansy.
Hi, Stella.
Pansy. And usually be half asleep on the couch somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's why he didn't join our conversations.
Yes. But eventually y'all joined us. And it was fun times.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll bite your kneecaps off.
And now we have the podcast for Be In Time.
Yay.
Yay. So yay for Be In Time. The whole world can hear Be In Time.
Hey, we're just including everyone else in our Be In Time.
Yes.
Without letting them talk.
Exactly.
Hey, and she listened. Becca listened to us on the way down to Florida.
Really?
I did. I've listened to you in Honduras, and I've listened to you traveling and in my car. Mainly only in my car. Okay, so when I was in Honduras, we were riding back from a mission trip, and everyone else was like falling asleep and listening to music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to y'all, and it was your first one, and so I is first one I'd listen to. And so randomly, I would just like bust out laughing on the bus, and everyone would look at me because they're listening to music, and that's not usually funny. And so I would just be like, oh. I'd crack up and then just kind of look around and then go back to listening, and then I would start laughing again. And finally I had to explain, I'm like, I'm sorry, this is my brother and basically my brother, and they're pretty hilarious. It's not music, but yeah. Yeah,
it's anyway. Not just funny music.
You hear the way the guy plays his saxophone.
It's so funny.
I never thought saxophone was so funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I busted my face open today.
It doesn't look busted.
Told him he looks like Marlon Brando from A Streetcar Named Desire.
You didn't say all that. You just said Marlon Brando. I was like, did he get beat up a lot? It's probably Stella's hair.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
How did you bust open your head?
I was working. And when we wash trucks, we have to collect the water because there's chemicals in there. And EPA, you know, we can get sued if we don't. So we have these big tanks full of the wash water. And
how do you collect it?
With pumps. Like, it just kind of sucks it up into these tanks. And one of the hoses fell out of the tank and was leaking onto the parking lot. And so I was, you know, had run back there and pick it up before it, you know, leaked all over the parking lot. And
was it going crazy like hoses are supposed to do?
A little bit. It wasn't like flying all over the place because it wasn't like shooting it like in the movies.
That's what I just visualized.
But it was full of water and it was hard to kind of control. And this is going to be a hard story to tell. I can already tell.
It's a great story, though.
Thanks. I try real hard. You said a hose was kind of hard to control. Mm-hmm. And somebody had laid a piece of sheet metal over the dock, like off the side of the dock. So it was like hanging off the side of the dock, and it was really thin because of sheet metal. And so when I looked up, I grabbed the hose off the ground, and I looked up to make sure there was nothing in my way, and then threw it over there, kind of, and then started running with it. And when I looked over to see if there's anything in my way, it was like hanging just right to where I couldn't see it. It was just the side of it. And so I just took off running down the back of the dock and just smashed right
it's
into
it. Good thing it didn't hit your eye.
I know. I thought it did. Like, it hit, like, when my eyes closed, you can see it hit, like, right where in between the eyeball and the
bone. That could have totally busted your eye.
Yeah, it would have sucked. It would have been like eye juice everywhere.
Aren't one of your eyes bad anyways?
This one. I mean, it's gotten a lot better, but.
See? Yeah. You would have been blind.
I would have been completely blind.
Yeah, that would have been sad.
Thanks, Becca. Oh, that would have been sad.
It's a good story.
Thanks.
Thanks for telling us that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I know everyone was just dying to know.
I know.
We'll take a picture and post it.
There's already a picture on Instagram. I'll put it on our poser Instagram and stuff like that. But
well, then go look at Ian's Marlon Brando eyes.
Yeah. The picture on Instagram was after I cleaned it up. It was like bleeding all down here by the time I got to the bathroom. So it was sad. It just made a boring day a little
exciting.
More exciting. Yeah. Gave me something to do for a little bit. But it hurt Still hurts. It hurts like, I feel like it got bruised, like back.
It looks like you got bruised.
Yeah, like it's like, it
looks
I could
like somebody
feel it.
Punched you.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
I got mugged.
Yeah.
By Wolverine.
I punched you.
You should see the other guy.
No one believed that.
Actually,
did you
everyone
have
would
you?
Yeah, they probably would, yeah.
Wolverine. Did you see it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
You saw it.
I'm
not a fan.
I mean, I thought it was pretty good for a Wolverine movie.
You don't like Wolverine movies?
Yeah, I mean, I like the character Wolverine, all right. I like the X-Men. I don't know a whole lot about them, but...
I liked that this movie combined the movies.
Yeah.
Kind of liked that.
See, I haven't seen First Class yet.
Well, I'm not talking about that one.
Talking
I'm just talking
about
the
awful,
ones.
Horrible, horrible, horrible third
See,
movie.
See, that's
yes.
why I thought that was. Well, I don't know.
I just thought it was interesting because until now, it's like two totally separate X-Men. It's like, okay, you yeah. have the three X-Men movies and then you have Wolverine.
Yeah.
And so now, which it doesn't exactly make sense for them to combine them because what's the Sabretooth guy? Not Sabretooth, but... His brother?
Yeah.
That's
Sabretooth.
It is
yeah, Sabretooth.
Sabretooth is completely ridiculous in the first X-Men. He's like all
yeah.
Yeah.
mammalish.
He talk. He's like oaf-ish.
Yeah. And
yeah.
then he's really cool in Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really...
I think that make much sense.
I didn't really like the Wolverine movie because it was well made. Like, as a movie, of course, it was great.
Yeah,
cinematography and everything was just very, very well done. But I didn't like the movie because you could tell it was an arc.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell it just didn't fit. It was, even though they got Hugh Jackman...
Are you making way into another movie?
Even though they got Hugh Jackman, it was a different Wolverine than what we have in the origin movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a completely different guy.
It was supposed to be.
I know, but it's that's okay in comics, but in movies, I think people find it kind of irritating.
Yeah.
When it's
well,
not the
he
same
he just went
character.
Through a lot. He kind of killed the person he loves, so he's going to be different.
He was a little depressed.
Yeah, yeah it just...
If he was acting the same way...
I just didn't think it fit.
Think
being in Tokyo, and just it was just like, I mean, it works for a comic book,
yeah.
but in a movie, it was just,
I
like
that it was in Tokyo. It made it interesting. It made me want to go to Tokyo.
I've always wanted
You're
to
just
to
being
Tokyo.
Contradictory.
No, I'm for real. I'm for real. Did you not hear me say that after the movie? I was like, okay, I want to go to Tokyo now.
I liked it.
It made it interesting. If it was in America, every movie's in America. It's lame.
No, not every movie.
A lot of movies. It's lame.
American movies are in America.
Yeah, exactly.
Not all
because we're conceited.
The Bond movies are all over the world.
And this
exactly,
one
which is
Tokyo.
Why I like them. Especially
That's the
when
only
they're in
reason.
Russia. That's not the only reason.
The only thing I will say about it, and if this movie...
Wolverine?
If this movie... Yes. And if this movie disappoints, then I probably won't like this about the Wolverine movie. But the primary reason I liked it was at the very end when they alluded to Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Because that is a connection, and that brings it all back full circle.
And I can see them, I can see with Xavier coming back, like I can see them kind of trying to make a pass at acting like the third movie didn't happen. Like,
except
yeah.
that this one is all about the third movie happening.
Well, kinda.
Because Jean died.
Well, I mean, the Wolverine movie was all about the was a lot of it had to do with Jean dying, but with Xavier coming back, I mean, there's no real reason why he was able to do that. Like,
I don't remember the third one well enough to know what happened to him. He was supposed to be dead, right?
Yeah, he got killed by Phoenix, right?
Phoenix's Jean.
I only
yeah.
saw it once.
Yeah,
and
yeah I only
I
saw
was
exactly.
Furious.
I only saw it once, and,
yeah,
I, was
and
like,
I was like,
whatever.
Nah, I saw it like half again. A time. But he was killed by her and. Yeah, and like so there's like no real reason why he should be able to come back to life. Like, I mean, I guess
except for the Patrick guy, what's his name?
Patrick Stewart.
Professor yeah. Xavier.
Yeah. He's supposed to be dead too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. I thought you were talking
you were
about
doing
Magneto.
So good tracking with us. And then
hey, I know a lot about the
you
X-Men.
You blew it, kid.
No, there's
randomly
like, I mean, he's got like the whole telepathy thing going on, and he's all really, you know. Got
is Magneto
going
not supposed
on.
To be dead?
No, Magneto's still alive. Oh. He lived. But like, he's got all that going on, but like I don't understand why, like, that he should, like, there's no real reason why he should be alive. So that gives me hope that they're trying to just be like, oh, hey, look. Xavier's still alive. Oh, he's got superpowers. That's awesome. Like, kind of like playing it off, like not explaining it, like with the whole, you know, when I told you once before that you're not the only one that's gifted or whatever. You know, they don't really explain it because they don't really have to. But so that kind of gives me hope as, you know, hoping that they're kind of going to like, yeah, a certain movie. But hey, look at this movie, you know, like because, you know, they screwed a lot of stuff up in the third movie.
Yeah.
So,
see, that's why I'm call it the pessimist in me, but I'm super
it's
apprehensive.
A pessimist in you.
You're such a pessimist.
Thanks, guys. I'm super apprehensive about any future Avengers movies because
you've already done well.
Because they've done so great.
Yeah.
Like they've been, in my opinion, the only franchise of superhero movies, of comic book movies, that hasn't tanked in some way. Like, my least favorite one is probably Thor, simply because it doesn't really, the story doesn't really go anywhere very much. Like, it's kind of a slow story. It's a great movie. I love it. But it just kind of doesn't really go anywhere. Like, it just kind of, oh, he's on Earth. Oh, he's got his hammer back. And then Loki's crushed on the Rainbow Bridge, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, but anyway, like, still, even that.
It's a good story.
It's okay. Just let me finish. So, like, even that, though, like,
you
in my
tell
opinion,
their siblings.
In my opinion, that's the least of the Avengers movies. It's still a great movie, and I love it. So that's why, like, I'm scared because the X-Men, you know, portion of Marvel comic book movies has been.
So it's not Marvel,
huh?
So it's not Marvel.
Well, it is Marvel. It's not
Sony.
Marvel. It's Sony.
Yeah.
With Marvel's permission.
Yeah. Well, they bought the rights, which I'm not okay with. Go ahead. Sorry,
yeah.
Finish.
Well, it's the same way with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They've done good with the Spider-Man movies, in my opinion. I know most people would disagree with me.
Yeah.
But Sony's done pretty well with that.
Except for that third one. What was going on with the dancing?
That was dumb.
The like third the Spider-Man?
The third Spider-Man.
Grease Lightning Spider-Man.
I kind of liked it. With the I actually kind of did. I think I was one of the few people that did like that movie.
Even his little grease moment.
Yeah,
because
he
with the
was,
fingers.
It was showing emotion. I liked
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but
just the wrong.
It was
what
stupid.
Was wrong emotion.
It was stupid emotion.
You shouldn't show those emotions. Is she supposed
emotions.
To be doing that?
Stop! What is wrong with you?
He's talking to the dog.
No, I was talking to Becca. She started chewing on my furniture.
While she was talking, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Really talented. You should put your
no. So
on
anyway, I guess what I'm saying is, those movies have been okay.
You've been okay.
Like the Avenger movies have made it. They're still good. The X-Men had the stupid third one. You know, maybe it's just Sony's version
the
of
first
it. Maybe
two
that's
were
maybe
good.
That's why. But then yeah. and then we had the DC movies
I
where
don't remember the second one.
You know, I feel like Superman I liked it.
I've
it was
never
a good
seen
movie.
A Superman movie that I liked.
But I was kind of disappointed.
I haven't seen the last Superman, so I don't know.
And then now I know for sure
Man of Steel.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I've never seen a Superman movie that I liked.
And then now we have the latest news of Ben Affleck as Batman, and I mean, maybe he won't disappoint.
I'm not a huge
but
Ben
I can
Affleck
almost
fan.
I can almost guarantee that he will.
Yeah,
I'm not either. I'm not
I
a
mean,
huge
between him and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
For the Bourne movies alone, Matt Damon.
Yeah. I like him as a director. He's a fantastic director. I like him. I'm a big fan of Kevin Smith movies.
Paycheck was good.
I didn't see Paycheck.
See, I don't like him in Paycheck. He's annoying.
I don't necessarily like him, but I liked that movie and he was in it.
He's a one-dimensional actor.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, like, I mean, I'm a big fan of Kevin Smith's movies, which is, you know, I don't encourage anyone to go watch them because they have a lot of language in them. But, you know, he's a funny guy. He's a
funny guy.
I like this guy. He's a funny guy. But, like, he's a pretty well-rounded actor. I mean, I have seen him do a lot of different stuff. I mean,
Ben Affleck?
I've seen him be in a lot of... Hold on, let me say this. This is going to be different. I've seen him in a lot of different movies. But my problem with him being Batman is that in every movie, he's Ben Affleck.
Exactly.
I haven't seen him
act.
I've just seen him be Ben Affleck in movies. That's it.
Yeah. It's Affleck, by the way.
What is it?
Not Affleck. Affleck.
What did I say?
You've been saying Ben Affleck this whole time.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to warn you, it's probably going to continue.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. Keep talking.
What was watermelons? Something about seeds and teddy bears.
Sing a song.
What is wrong with you? Did I say we were related earlier? Cause take it back.
No, I mean, I'm just hoping to be surprised by this.
Okay, see.
Hey, that's a good song.
Okay, ow.
Stop it.
No, what's it?
Okay, this is from Variety. This is from
Real Life song?
This is from Variety. And it says, according to Zack Snyder, director of the Man of Steel film and this new untitled film that's coming out in 2015, it says, Ben provides an interesting counterbalance to Henry's Superman.
Henry is the guy from this last one, Superman? Yeah. The one that I haven't seen?
Yes, Henry Cavill. Ben provides an interesting counterbalance to Henry's Superman. He has the acting chops to create a layered portrayal of a man who is older and wiser than Clark Kent and bears the scars of a seasoned crime fighter, but retain the charm that the world sees in billionaire Bruce Wayne. Snyder said in a statement, I can't wait to work with him. Okay.
Is Ben Affleck that much older than the other guy?
No, but they'll make him older. But the acting chops to create a layered portrayal. I mean, really? Has he seen Ben Affleck in any movies? I haven't ever seen him be anybody.
I can't think of any movie besides Paycheck.
He was in that. He was in Jersey Girl, wasn't he?
I haven't seen that.
He was in, that was the movie with Jennifer Lopez, right? Yeah, it was the Kevin Smith movie, yeah.
Isn't he in, I always forget, maybe not, maybe I'm thinking of Jude Law.
Oh, I like Jude Law.
Gattaca?
I think that is Jude Law.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. It's the
alien movie? Little boy movie?
It's not an alien movie. It's a futuristic movie about
robots.
Genetics. Yep. No, not robots, genetics.
That's Jude Law.
ScreenRant.com says
it's Jude Law.
A long and furious debate about the next stage in the Batman movie development. There have been many fans holding out hope.
Hope.
Thanks.
That's how I say it.
That the world of Chris Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy would be incorporated into Warner Brothers and DC Comics' larger shared movies universe, including the return of Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne / Batman. But Nolan,
that didn't happen.
I like those.
But Nolan and Bale, don't get us started on that. Nolan and Bale have made it increasingly clear that their time in the DC universe is done, leaving the world in need of a new actor to step into the iconic cape and cowl. Now the world has the actor It will be the next Batman, and it's Ben Affleck. Affleck will stand alongside and presumably against Man of Steel, Henry Cavill, in the new Superman sequel film, which is tentatively being referred to
You're
as
mumbling.
Batman versus Superman.
People, when they listen to the podcast, they can't understand you. All they hear is mumbling.
Thank you,
Ben. We were talking about this on the road, actually.
Thank you so much, Becca. Nothing like having a vote of confidence like that to help me to continue to do the podcast.
No, I was just saying you're reading.
She
you're
is.
Mumbling.
She is trying to butt in on our being time.
She is.
Still doing it.
She's still doing
it. I was just saying we were on the road and we were like, what are they saying? And then it got really loud and we were like, ah. And it's really hard.
You're mumbling.
Your face is mumbling.
Variety confirms the announcement from Warner Brothers that Affleck, who directed the studio's Oscar-winning film Argo, is indeed
Argo.
The new Dark Knight. In addition to that information, we now know when the Superman-Batman movie will hit theaters. July 17th, 2015, after Marvel's The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. Dude, have you seen, I didn't know it was out there, but have you seen the Ant-Man test footage? That wasn't, he wasn't calling you, Stella.
No.
Stop it. How on earth
no,
did
I
you
haven't.
Get that confused with your name?
No, I haven't.
Dude, it's actually really good.
You should name a dog Ultron. That would be awesome.
Can I name? I want to name my child Ultron. Come here, Ultron.
Ultron.
What's your name? Ultron.
That's almost as good as Optimus Prime.
Dustin Darby said it at work today that he wants to rename himself Your Destiny so he can go up to somebody and be like,
I'm
I am
destiny.
Your destiny. Yeah.
I would do it.
That'd be better if he wasn't already married.
Yeah, I know.
I would rename myself Your Density. I am Your Density. The collective sound you might be hearing right now is jaws dropping all over the interwebs.
Oh, we did that in sync.
Not even almost.
While we here at Screen Rant have been hard at work coming up with casting choices for a new Batman, it's safe to say that nowhere in our discussions did the name Ben Affleck come up.
Ours either.
You know why? Because he's not Batman. However, I mean, the voice, dude. The voice. That's one of the most iconic parts about Batman.
It's going to be a pansy Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, a Batman.
Yeah.
It's awful. Although it is better than
I can see the thing is I can see Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that works.
But not
Cut
as
his
Batman.
Hair.
No. Because he's not going to be able to drop the pretty boy. She finally agrees with us. However, despite what is likely to be a tidal wave of knee-jerk reactions, I don't know how to simulate that sound.
I just acted it out, but it didn't.
Having Affleck step into the role isn't necessarily a bad thing for the following reasons.
Number one.
Numero uno. He's established a good relationship with WB and was once rumored to be directing the Justice League movie.
Wayne Bruce.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
Okay.
With his involvement in the franchise now secured, that scenario could still be in the cards. Fans weren't upset at the notion of an Affleck-helmed JL movie. So.
Okay, that's a terrible reason.
Yeah, that's
awful.
I'm
fine with him directing a Justice League movie. I don't want him to be in it.
Like I said, he's a great director. Great director. But he's not Batman. He's not Batman!
Number two. Ben Affleck has left his pretty boy persona of the 90s, early 2000s way behind at this point.
No, he hasn't.
He's demonstrated real skill both behind the camera and in front of it, playing brooding, troubled figures in both Argo and The Town.
I haven't seen Argo, so I've heard that it got really good reviews.
He did. It was a great movie.
It looked like it was very dramatic.
It was a good movie. But he was still Ben Affleck. He looked like Ben Affleck. Obviously, he's Ben Affleck. So I was going to look like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Sounded like Ben Affleck. He was not a different person.
You know who my mom, we were just talking about, is Brad Pitt, He always has the whole, like, pretty boy persona, but never in movies. Hardly ever in movies is he a pretty boy type.
Yeah.
I appreciate him as an actor.
Except he was kind of a pretty boy in Ocean's 11.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That was like the
that's
only
it.
One.
That's
that
really
I,
it. That's all I can think of. Stop.
But even then, he wasn't really. Like, he was kind of, like, he was supposed to be a pretty boy, but he was kind of almost, like, nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was always eating and everything.
Right.
And like
yeah.
But I respect him as an actor because in real life, everyone's like, oh, he's so awesome and pretty boy. And he's.
I'd take
looking.
Him as Batman over Ben Affleck.
Yeah. So
he's really good actor.
He's too dark. Like, he's too dark complexed to be Batman.
Yeah.
What?
He's too dark complexed. He's too tan.
Oh, it's like he's blonde.
Be like if Bruce Wayne was a surfer.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be a bad take.
Yeah, it would.
Don't. Yeah. That'd be awful.
Do not speak of things you do not understand.
It'd be awful. Don't play around with things like
that.
That
would make him
you
cooler.
Take it number three?
Yeah. Number three. He's a good match for Cavill in terms of looks and charm and bulk. See this photo.
Bulk.
That's what I said. You he was fat in Daredevil.
Bulky.
I mean, he wasn't fat, but he was big.
I despised Daredevil for so many reasons. I got sick in the middle of it. I think that made me not like it too. But it was a horrible movie.
This photo is disappointing.
No. That's... Okay, so he's kind of cut, but...
But not bulky.
That's...
Cavill is way bigger.
Well, they're not... They just don't show him without a shirt on, and then they just computerize it.
It's Batman.
Quattro. At 41. 41? What? Affleck is a perfect fit for the slightly older, more experienced, mature, and strategic Batman that has been rumored for the film. These people are just making crap up.
Okay.
Well,
I
they're
mean,
doing their job.
Yeah.
They're trying to
Of course,
the
these reasons alone are likely not enough to dissuade those who see this news and automatically go into meltdown mode.
Which we are.
Which
currently.
Is what y'all just did.
But hopefully some of our forthcoming features on the subject will help convince the holdouts. All things considered, it's probably safe to say that this isn't the end of the world's finest.
Now let's find a proper Lex Luthor. I'm sore. But that's what this is. And I just now
Brent
thought about
Climber.
That. This that's what this movie is. This is the world's finest movie. Like, that's what this is gonna be. It's not a Superman versus Batman movie. This is the world's finest movie. It's a Superman Batman team up movie. That's a world's finest movie. With freaking Ben Affleck in it.
What does it mean, a world's finest movie?
World's finest is a comic book. It's a Superman Batman comic book. I don't know if it was a run of comic books or if it was just a graphic novel. I can't remember.
Where they team up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be in the same sphere to me.
Really?
Nope.
The different artists and different writers have portrayed them in different ways. Some artists have put them as best friends, like, you know, they you know, in the Injustice comic books, they were really good. They were best friends. And then they kind of, once Superman went nuts, they turned on each other, kind of. But
Why
it was in
Superman
like.
Superman go nuts?
Have you ever heard? Have you? Oh, you don't read.
I don't really care that much.
Yeah,
except right
so.
Now, I care a little bit. Because I'm talking to you.
The Injustice books were...
At least she's honest.
Yeah, at least she's honest. Were
can I always trust that?
A run of comic books that came out before the Injustice... you make fun of the way I talk?
No, I like it. Oh. It sounds like the way I talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. It was a run of comic books that came out right before the game came out, the video game, Injustice Gods Among Us came out. It was kind of explaining the...
So recently...
Yeah,
stink at that game so bad.
I actually only played it once. It was the demo, but it was kind of explaining the setup of the game, like, you know, to intro the game.
The comics were.
Yeah, and
that's a bad reason to write a comic.
It was pretty good because the game was made and was designed and everything by. It was made by the people who made Mortal Kombat, but it was designed by comic book, by the DC. You know, franchise, like people who do comic books and stuff like that. So.
What's that cool video game that's all about cartoons? Something about heart? Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Not even almost the same.
It has nothing to do with this conversation at all.
But they came out with a bunch of comic books. A run of comic.
Prince of Persia was a game.
Now you're just naming random video games.
Naming video games that you happen to know the name of.
No, it was a game that they made a movie out of afterwards.
That's fascinating.
No, I'm
there are these comic books that came out called Injustice.
I'm saying it's the opposite kind of what you're talking about. Except they made comic books before the game.
If we're talking adaptations, then yes, you are correct. But we're not. We're talking comic books.
Okay.
Anyways.
Hey, there's a book called The Bible. They made a lot of movies about it.
Oh.
But
Ben-Hur.
Bible wasn't made to make movies about it. And that is not. I mean. I mean, that's what we were talking about. Stuff made to.
Except Prince of Persia
else.
Wasn't made to make a movie out of it. It was made to be a game.
That's true.
They just happened to
they
make a
happened
movie.
They just happened to
out.
Make one, which is kind of a cool idea. Continue.
So there's these comic books.
Yeah.
And they wrote a run of comic books to kind of explain and set up the world of the game. And the I can't remember if I never read all the comic books, but if I can't remember if they ended the story in the comic books or they just picked up with
so
the game.
So Superman went crazy.
Yeah, what happens is Lois tells Superman that she's pregnant and then, you know, later on, huh? I just ruined what?
Now we know that she's pregnant.
It's in the book. And the whole game is about it.
I would play the game.
Were you going to? No.
Who knows? Maybe. One day. Yeah. If you brought it to us instead of play it, then maybe
women.
We would have.
Hey, there's this movie, Hansel and Gretel. It was a story one time, and then they made a movie about it.
Yeah,
isn't that fascinating? Anyway, there's these comic books. And that was an awful movie. Hansel and Gretel. Was that like your angry noise?
Have you seen that? Mm-mm. I'm so hungry. I don't like Taco Bell. That?
I don't even know what. Are you having a stroke? A stroke?
I'll have to show you too.
It's
except
pretty
I
funny.
Can't because I don't have my phone anymore.
I just almost said stroke.
Stroke. Are you having a stroke right now?
Are you having a stroke? You stroking over there? No, but Lois tells Superman she's pregnant, and then later on, Batman and Superman are on the rooftop, and
he jumps off.
No, you know, I'm telling the story, and I'm gonna finish the
it's
sentence.
It's a good story.
I promise, I'm gonna finish. You don't have to guess.
You don't have to promise. You can just say yes.
Well,
yes,
you know, I've been trying, and then we talk about Prince of Persia and stuff, and Hansel and Gretel.
So
and
they're on this rooftop, and one jumps off.
Nobody jumps off the roof.
What?
Tear everything. Oh. Okay, I'm going to have a stroke. A stroke.
A stroke.
So they're on the rooftop, right?
And Superman decides to kill Batman.
I am going to finish the sentence,
can
I
you
promise.
Just listen?
I'm waiting.
No, you're not.
I'm waiting. Okay, so Superman, kind of starts to, says that he has to tell, which this is makes Batman look even more awesome because he is awesome. But Superman starts kind of, to go into his sentence about to tell Batman that Lois is pregnant, and Batman just goes, Lois is pregnant, and he's like, how'd you know? And then Batman does his whole thing.
Because she's getting really fat.
That's not what he said.
That doesn't.
But Batman goes into his whole ninja brain ninja thing and tells him how he figured it out. But
kind of like psych.
It kind of looks like, and except for more awesome.
Mm.
What Just saying. Oh, and then end up, Lois ends up getting killed along with her unborn child, which causes Superman to become angry and vindictive towards the world.
She'll just come back in another life. Yeah, they always do in the comic books.
Yeah, that's how comic book deaths
I feel like
are
every woman
death.
Has died in the comic books.
A lot of the heroes have died in comic books. Batman's died. Superman's died.
Yeah.
Spider-Man never died. Well, yeah, he did. Actually, yeah, he did. But it wasn't him.
Mary Jane always died. Or, I mean, she did once or
Gwen
twice.
Gwen Stacy died.
Don't even... Oh, my gosh. I'm going to bawl like a baby when she dies in this next movie.
Emma Stone gonna get killed.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Is
that's probably gonna cry
Mary
too.
Jane is nothing. She ain't got nothing. I'm Gwen Stacy.
Depends on who's gonna play her, though.
No, it doesn't. Gwen was his first love.
That is really sad.
I'm pulling your man card.
At least I had one. Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
It means he has one and you don't.
But thanks, Becca. I'm so glad you're here.
Okay, so I feel like my favorite portrayal, I don't know who the artists are or whatever that were the inspiration for it, but
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I really enjoyed the relationship. I really appreciate the relationship between Batman and Superman in like the Justice League Unlimited, because they have that kind of that counterbalance.
Yeah,
that's no, not Justice League Unlimited.
Justice League Doom.
Doom. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Look it up on Netflix, kids.
It's good.
Yeah, it's real good because it's they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're on the same side, but. There's that check.
Yeah.
There's that
check and balance.
That check and balance, which kind of makes Batman a jerk.
A little bit.
And you wouldn't want to be friends with him.
No.
But it's good entertainment.
As a general rule, Batman's not a friendly guy.
Yeah.
The only times he's friendly is when he's pretending to be Bruce Wayne.
And he's friendly to the wrong type of people.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
I don't really even know what that means.
He's always got some different girl on his arm.
That's just to keep up appearances.
I know, but I'm saying
he has to.
He has to.
But he's becoming when he's Bruce Wayne because
I understand
he's really Batman pretending to be Bruce Wayne.
Right, I get
so
it.
So he has to build up this persona that no one would believe was actually Batman.
I get it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you, Becca?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
Oh. I just edited right there.
I was saying something.
No, Ben was talking about the check and balance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, but it was off of the Superman Batman. Because in a bunch of different comic books, they've had different relationships. Like they've, and some people have had them where they were best friends. Some people have played them where they were.
I didn't really even know that like they enemies. Were at all interacting.
Oh yeah, you ever Justice League? Did you?
I mean, I've heard of the Justice League.
Did you?
I didn't do anything.
Oh
with
my god!
Why is she on our podcast?
I don't know.
Who
I know that
her?
Ben takes them when they come on TV, and it takes up all of our space.
Thanks for that. I don't tape the Justice League.
You did.
No, that was the Avengers. It's totally different.
Oh.
It's like the it's
you know they're redoing the Avengers?
The
cartoon?
The cartoons. They're not making Earth's Mightiest Heroes anymore.
Why?
Now it's a completely different series.
What?
Probably to fit with the movies more.
But they were already kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Now it's less it's just different. I haven't like watched any of them. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Huh.
But I liked Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
I did too.
I don't know.
That was an awesome show.
For some reason, that makes me think of Avatar. I liked that cartoon.
That was a good cartoon.
Wasn't a very good movie.
Subpar.
It's hard to bend the elements in a movie.
The movie was an Avatar.
It's hard to. The last Airbender, Becca.
Lisa said it.
You're
but
right.
But that was a fun cartoon. If you don't pay attention to the
last
the beliefs Bear-ender. At all.
Yeah. 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 You okay, Ben? Having a little immature session over there by yourself.
Bear-ender. Bears his end.
It's not even that late.
He hasn't gotten a lot of sleep in the past.
Yeah,
apparently
not.
I'll buy
anyways. Yeah. But in The Dark Knight Returns, they are
the movie.
Yeah. Not the one the one that's based on the comic book. The is an animated movie called Dark Knight Returns, Part 1 and 2. I have them over there.
That's awesome.
Watch them. They're awesome. It's my favorite book.
Oh, favorite I forgot you book. Have them.
Yeah, I just got them.
I need to have a night.
Yeah. Well, technically, we have a night every night.
Comes around every
you
day.
Have one where you want, but you never get away from it. But they made Superman, like, you get the impression that they used to be friends, but they're not really anymore. And
that's
it's got
sad.
One of my favorite quotes, two of my favorite quotes come out of that book, or that, I don't know if it's exactly like that, like the words are exactly the same in the movie as they are in the book, because I can't remember, but it's awesome. It's, and they have a
are
fight.
Are you not going to tell us what the quotes are?
I'm about to.
Oh, okay.
They have at one point he has to fight Batman. Superman and Batman have to fight. And
to the death?
Pretty
no.
much.
To the pain.
Wrong movie, Becca.
What a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Don't think I'm familiar with that one.
That movie? You quoted it.
That's the next line.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyways, there's one point where Superman and Batman have to fight, and Batman wins.
Well,
boom. That's
does he have kryptonite with him?
Kinda. It's a version of kryptonite that no one's thought to do this, because he's Batman. And he thought to do it, and it was always his contingency plan. Anyway, but what happens is he shoots Superman, or he gets Green Lantern. No, gets Green Arrow, who has a vendetta against Superman because Superman apparently cut off his
stole
arm.
Stole his girl.
Actually, no, he cut off his arm.
It's really hard to shoot an arrow without an arm.
He does it with his teeth. And he still
I'd be bad
awesome.
If he lost his teeth, too.
Yeah, he's getting up there. He's getting old in this movie.
Because his lips would hurt.
Yeah, they would. Anyways, there's a story that I'm trying to tell. And so he shoots him, and the gas okay, he blows, the arrow blows up right in front of Superman. And it's kryptonite gas, and he inhales it, and, you know, it goes in his system. And so it's more than just being around kryptonite. It's, like, in his system. So he becomes really weak, and then Batman beats the crap out of him. And then it's holding him by the neck.
Question, how does the arrow blow up and have a gas?
Like, it hits Superman and explodes and has gas in it.
An arrow explodes?
The arrow explodes. It hits him.
Random things don't usually
it
explode.
Hits him, and then it blows up. Have
if
you
I hit
ever
you right now, I'm
seen
not going to explode.
Anything that has Green Arrow in it?
Nope. I didn't even know.
Then don't ask questions.
Does his arrows usually explode?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's all you had to say.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, arrow explodes. Gas goes everywhere.
You're blowing people's ears out right now.
I can change it on the editing.
But you don't.
Well, sometimes I do. Who invited her? and so the arrow explodes and gets in his system. And then Batman is holding Superman by the neck, and he just looks at him and says, remember this moment, Clark. In all of your most private moments, never forget. Never forget this. Never forget my face. Never forget the one man who beat you. And then Batman dies. He has a heart attack.
Batman dies?
Mm-hmm. Because they're both old.
Right before he's about to kill Superman?
Well, he doesn't kill him. He just beat him. Oh. And he says, never forget the one man who beat you. Dun, dun, dun. And then later on, when Clark goes to his funeral.
It's nice of him to go to his funeral.
Yeah. Gordon walks up to Clark and says, were you his friend? Huh?
Who's Gordon?
Gordon? Commissioner Gordon?
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
He walks up to Clark and is like, were you his friend? And Clark just looks down. And he looks up at him and he goes, I don't know. And that is pretty much the definition of anybody's relationship with Batman. You never truly know. Yeah.
Because he's Batman.
You realize you got to point the mic at your face.
Yeah.
Before you talk.
Yeah.
So we've been talking for 51 minutes. You got anything else?
That's a good story.
Ben Affleck's stupid.
Okay, now, I don't think Ben Affleck's stupid. I think...
I'm not a fan.
He's a stupid Batman.
I just don't think he... I think he's going to be a very good Batman. And I'm hoping to be surprised. Like, I'm not going to be a pessimist about it. I'm hoping to be surprised and to, you know, to like this movie. I'm going to like it anyway because it's a Batman-Superman movie. There's no way I'm not going to like it.
Unless it's terrible.
Andre Loche? Bidji, what's the name of that song?
Okay, you can't just start naming people that
Loche
we don't know.
Loche or something?
Sandra Lerke?
A Day in Real Life?
Sandra Lerke?
Sandra Lerke?
Sandra Lerke?
Sandra Lerke?
Sure, you can say it that way.
That's the song.
What?
Prepare to be surprised.
Oh, better be prepared to.
Yeah, it is.
Be surprised. Baby, be prepared to.
So be surprised.
That's all I know.
Be prepared to be surprised by this movie.
Weight of the world and the heart. We just changed keys twice.
Yeah, I didn't say you changed keys.
Can make
good job.
You disturb my head. All right, we're done.
So, Becca?
I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Do we have a Twitter?
Oh, don't do that to me.
This is a test. Did you really listen to our podcast? Like you
or
said
was
you
I
did?
Mumbling too much?
Did I mumble?
Were you too
did
busy critiquing the
mumbler?
Whole
mumbler?
Thing?
Should mumble with a voice
to
like
pay attention.
At Poser Podcast or something.
That's great. Do we have a Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Poser Podcast.
No. Facebook.com/Poser Podcast.
What?
Facebook.com/Poser Podcast.
I only remembered it because Josh said it.
Do we have an email address?
Poserpodcast.
Really? That's not even an email address.
Poserpodcast@edu.
No.
No.
You're educating America.
PoserPodcast@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
And people can send us their,
their comments.
Feedback, comments,
if they
ideas,
have ideas,
topic
if they
ideas.
Have critiques.
Let's all talk at the same time so that no one can understand
critiques,
what we're saying.
Positive.
If they just want to say hi.
Random
you can do
facts
that.
About their pets.
Oh, I don't want to
sure.
hear about that.
Yes,
we have an Instagram, and that is
hear from your fans.
@PoserPodcast.
Why are they going to tell me about their cats?
We have a Vine.
Pets.
Which is Poser Podcast.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel. Did you ever get those videos out?
Poser Podcast.
The
YouTube.com/Poser Podcast.
The Bob Marley one is going up tonight.
Sweet.
Which is Thursday night.
Look for that.
Bob Marley, Poser Podcast.
Go do it. Do it now.
Do it.
We have a phone number that I don't know.
901-212-2212.
So how does that work? Explain that to me.
290-2212.
We've explained it several times. We'll explain it after.
901-290-2212.
And that's our social media, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got an Instagram. Did you say that?
Yep.
Yeah.
In person. I should give you your address.
No.
That's an awful idea.
Well, yeah.
Stella doesn't have a phone number. Stella's phone number is 4. All right. And, hey, Becca.
Yeah? Don't stare at the potato.
Look at you.
I put it on a t-shirt for y'all.
We should start selling those.
Don't stare at the potato.
Peace out, home fry.
Don't do it. Where's the stop button? Who invited her?
And so the air explodes.